Well, if you have your Bibles, would you turn to Hebrews chapter 4? Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. That's what we're going to read. And this is basically, the Hebrews were actually going through a time where they were struggling with their faith in God and actually were thinking of leaving God and going back to Judaism. And this is written, the author wrote this to them to encourage them to stay. So that's what we're reading. It's good to know that so that you know why they're using the words they are and what they're saying. But it is good for us today as well. Tonight, we're going to talk about, honestly, just having an attitude of gratitude. I know that sounds really cheesy, but it's to help you remember what we're going to talk about. So let's begin reading verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 4. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. I'm going to stop right there. And as many of you know, the Old Testament, the priest would have to pass through the outer courts. They were kind of the guy that was in charge of getting to God. He would make the request known to God, but he had to go through the outer courts. He had to go through the veil and into what they called the Holy of Holies, or the high place. And the high priest was the person to do that. This obviously was a place of reverence, because if that priest was not right with God, he could fall over dead in an instant. But if he was right with God, his job was there, as being there, was to offer their request to God. And what Hebrews is telling us in saying that is we don't have to do that anymore. So let's keep reading. It says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Now, one of the reasons we're here tonight is, obviously, we call this focus. We're going to worship God later, and we're going to obviously lift up some praise and worship to God. But we're also here because we need God. How many of us in here would admit that we need God in our lives? Yes, we do. And this scripture is talking about that we can find what we need through receiving mercy and finding grace to help us in our time of need. Some people have this wrong. They have wants, and they're here when they want something. But unfortunately, they've yet to realize they need God on a daily basis, that if they would find that out, they wouldn't just show up when they want something. They would be here all the time because they know they need God every day. Do we understand this? Yes, that's why we're here. So it's good to know that. It's good to understand that we need God. We truly do. It's not just when we want something that we approach Him. But in approaching God, we can do so with confidence, not with fear. Because we don't have to worry, is He going to strike us dead as we enter in God's presence? No, because Christ took care of that for us. That's good to know. For we do not have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Jesus Christ came to this earth for you and I to understand what we go through. And He's sitting at the right hand of God in that holy place where the priests would go. He's sitting there right now interceding for us. How many of you know that's a good thing to know? That God not only is on our side, but Christ is right there beside Him and He's interceding for us. So when we approach God, we can, what the scripture just said, receive mercy and find grace. That's interesting how they put that. That we receive mercy or find grace. The word translated mercy here literally means divine compassion. It's the compassion of God that comes by Christ interceding for us. That's what we're receiving, the mercy that Christ is interceding for us. We will never know the extent of God's mercy. We'll never know how many times He saved us, maybe from an accident or something happening in our life, and it's God's mercy that saved us. I think about people like Jay and Faith, who I'm so glad are still with us after having a tragic accident, but God's mercy was there with them and kept them alive in that instant. But grace is a gift. By definition, it has to be received or grace can be refused. God's mercy provided the way of salvation by grace. Now I'm going to say that again. God's mercy provided the way of salvation by grace. So let's understand what grace really means here. The word grace, which comes from the word charis, literally means God's unmerited gift or favor. And as I said earlier, we can receive that or we can refuse that grace. But it is a gift that we can receive. And the word is translated in various places. It comes from the same root word, kairo, as to be cheerful. Now remember, I said we want to have an attitude of gratitude. Tonight, as we understand who God is and what He's done for us and the mercy and grace we receive, I believe we need to be cheerful and rejoicing in what we receive from Christ. And out of that gratitude, we'll receive more. Because the gratitude that we have, I believe, moves the hand of God. It helps us in our times of need. The same word that I'm talking about, as far as rejoice, in Revelation 19:7 says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him." Once again, grace comes from gratitude of the heart. It's the same root word, grace and gratitude. So when you give something to someone, this is a great way to think about this, between mercy and grace. When you give someone something, it's interesting to see their response of how grateful or ungrateful they are. Connor just turned 10 in July, on July 13th, just a few weeks ago. Tessa just turned 6 today. Now, I won't tell you which one, but they are total opposites when it comes to being grateful. One can receive a gift and push it to the side and say, "Where's the next one?" And the other can say, "Wow, I'm so happy you got me this. Thank you so much." And it's amazing, the feelings are different in my heart and in my mind when I see the gratitude that is there. And I love them both, but it's interesting to see the difference and recognize that God sees us in the same way. And understand that when we're grateful, when we have an attitude of gratitude, it moves the hands of God. So I will say this, with God, I believe the more gratitude you express, the more grace you receive. That can be controversial if you want it to be. But I believe the more gratitude you express, the more grace you receive. Here's a simple example. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." God loves a cheerful giver. Your attitude matters. No matter what you're giving, if it's time, if it's money, if it's food, it doesn't matter what you're giving. I absolutely love that the Man Up team has decided to do everything they can to help Santa Michelle get this building ready in St. Joe. And they could go on Saturday and they could show up and say, "Well, I'm kind of just doing this out of obligation. They need this building done, so I got to do it." Or they can show up and say, "You know what? I'm happy to be here. We're going to do everything we can to get this done, and God's going to help us." And I believe there is a difference in what God can do in their own life based on their attitude. So tonight, as we go to prayer, as we worship God, may we understand that our attitude and our thankfulness in who God is and what He does for us, may we understand that that will move His hand in our life. That will change what He does in our lives. I believe that. David gave us some instructions on how to come into the presence of God. Psalm 104 says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." So are you going to come into His presence empty-handed? Or are you going to come in with an attitude of thanksgiving? Hebrews 13:15. "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name." God is a talking and communicating God, and He loves to commune with us. And He loves the fruit that comes from our lips. He actually demands it. He says, may the fruit of your lips give thanks to His name. We offer a sacrifice. Sometimes, no matter how we feel, we have to offer that sacrifice of praise because we may not feel like it. Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise is more than a faith offering. It's more than just saying, well, I'll praise God just so I can believe for something. No, it's a tangible offering. We no longer bring animals or grain as a sacrifice. We bring our praise. And it should be living. It's not a dead animal. It's not something that's dead. It's living inside of us. It's being grateful for who God is. And it's the passion and the love and the desire we have for God living in us that creates the praise that we want to lift up to Him. You move the hand of God by your praise and your attitude. I truly believe that. When people stand with a blank stare, it's nothing worse than leading people in worship and they're just, you know, they're disconnected, disengaged. It's not just about your hand motions. It's not doing it so I can see you lift your hands. You can stand there with a blank stare as long as your mind and your heart are on God and you're lifting up an attitude of praise. That's great. But there are things we are to do, such as surrender to Him and offer that sometimes sacrifice of praise to Him. So how should we pray? With confidence. That's what our scripture just told us. With confidence and with boldness, we can approach God so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. As we mature in our faith or in our walk with God, I believe our prayers should change. And you guys probably know exactly what I'm talking about because you've been walking this. But when I first came to Christ, I remember it was more about me. It was more about God, help me. God, I need this and I need that to have strength to make it through this. But then as I matured in that, it became more of a prayer of surrender. And God, use me. God, take what I have, created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And it became more of a prayer of surrender. But then as it continued on, it became more of a thanksgiving prayer of God, thank you that I can serve you. Thank you that I get to do what you've called me to do. Thank you for making me who you've made me and help me to be in the image of God. But there's a gratitude that comes as we learn what God does in and through us. Tonight, as we worship, may we enter this moment in the presence of God here in this place with gratitude and thanksgiving for who He is and for what He's done in our lives. And then as we offer our needs, I believe He will hear our needs. I believe He will answer our needs. Otherwise, why would we be here? Am I right? Marla, you can go ahead and come. The band, come. I just want to prepare our hearts for what I believe God wants to say to us tonight and help us understand that it's our gratitude. As we begin to worship God, as we begin to sing, may you begin those moments, not just here tonight, but every day, with an attitude of gratitude, honoring God and thanking Him for what He's done. Will you bow your heads with me? Lord, thank you that we can come to you tonight. Thank you that you sent your Son to be our high priest. God, that He sits at your right hand interceding for us. May we understand that because that gives us boldness to come before you and offer our needs. Not just our needs, not just the things in our hearts or in our lives, but the needs of this community, the needs of our country, the needs of our church, and God, even the needs of those in our world. Help us to begin with an attitude of gratitude. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Will you stand?